Jules Courier as the JBO show takes to the air. Different radio show that you're usually used to there, Jules. Good morning. Welcome to us. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be with y'all this morning.
Glad you could be here, too. So on this, we are knee-deep right now in Jonesboro's community play. Tell us how things are going right now.
You know, we've got three major things going on, and all of them funded by the Tennessee Arts Commission. This week, I have been working with a group of nearly 20 teenagers from around the area in the Play in a Week camp. And these young people are just amazing. And in 1 week, they're going from zero to creating a play with music, sets, costumes that they are going to present on Saturday afternoon at noon. So if you are around and want to see this wonderful play that these teenagers are doing, it's going to be at the McKinney Center at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Wow, that sounds great. I mean, as you were describing it, I'm thinking of, the Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney thing. Hey, I've got a barn. Let's put on a play, you know?
So. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Hey, kids, let's put on a show. But their show is really extraordinary, and it's, much like the work that you're used to hearing me talk about. It's comprised of their own stories, their own poetry, and each day they are building on it cumulatively. So we started with their stories on Monday. Yesterday they worked with a composer and a lyricist. Today they're going to work with a choreographer. And tomorrow they're going to work with a set builder. And Friday they're going to work with a makeup designer who's going to provide the body paint and makeup for their costumes that they're going to be.
That is so exciting. You know, I was just curious, too, what do you think the possible outcomes might be for the youngsters involved in this production beyond having put on an actual play in a week? What do you think might be going on inside them?
Yeah, that's the main reason we do this. The play is a vehicle through which we get so much work done, work in building confidence, work in helping these young people form their own personal narratives, their own stories, their own way of being and walking in the world and talking about who they are and what they would like. And also deep listening. They are listening to each other's stories and performances as well as acting in them. So this sense of listening, this deep listening, and this sense of confidence is going to be with them long after they walk out the theater doors once their play is over. It's going to stay with them.
No doubt about that. Now, one more time, the date and place for the event on Saturday with this one-week play in a box.
It's going to be Saturday, June 18th at noon. You can come and celebrate the stories with them, and there's going to be a talk back afterwards. So if you're wondering, how did you do this brilliant thing? Well, they'll be able to tell you themselves.
That's great. So that's at the McKinney Center?
Yes, at the McKinney Center in Jonesboro.
I'm thinking out loud with Jules Courier with the McKinney Center and many other things in Jonesboro as well. The community play continues, correct?
The community play continues. We have shifted some dates, and we now have three dates at the end of the month in June. And so tickets are still available for that. And this is just a story that I'm just so proud of. It's going to be June 24th, 25th, and 26th. Evening performances at 7:30 on the 24th and 25th. Matinee performances on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th, and then it's gone. And this is a play about Jonesboro set in the mid-20th century, and it's real people. It's based on real people and real stories, and we've already had some of the real storytellers and some of the real people whose stories that we drew from to create this theatrical experience come to the show, and it was amazing to see them with the actors, and it just lets you realize, wow, this is real. And these people, walked our streets. They had so much to do with our history and who we are now. And here they are, with us.
Are there tickets remaining for productions?
There are still tickets left. Sunday matinee is running out pretty quickly. So if you wanted to come to the Sunday matinee, probably you want to get tickets real soon, but there's still plenty of tickets left for Friday night, Saturday night, and Saturday afternoon. And
okay.
I urge you to come to this show. It's fun. It's really, if you love music, if you love great storytelling, if you love history, real life stories, you're going to love this.
Looking forward to it. Jules Currier with the McKinney Center and so many other things in Jonesboro on the JBO show this morning. Jules, great to think out loud with you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks about the upcoming monthly Storytown radio show presentation. But in the meantime, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Carl and Alec.